I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Champion. So it means that we did things better than the others.
And the French national football team did, including in the World Cup final in Moscow with a 4-2 win over Croatia. Head coach Didier Deschamps, heard through a translator with reporters after the game, praised his very young players.
My greatest source of pride with this group is that they managed to have the right state of mind for such a tournament.
He felt his team showed a maturity worthy of experienced players who had been on the field for many years.
We didn't do everything right, but we do have those mental and psychological qualities which were decisive for this World Cup.
French forward Antoine Griezmann scored 4 goals through the tournament and was named Man of the Match, who credited his very diverse teammates who played together for a single goal.
That's the France we love.
Plusieurs origines.
That's it.
Mais tous unis.
There are different origins, but
voilà,
we are all united. It's the same in our team.
De joueurs d'origine différente.
There are many players who come from different horizons, but we do have the same state of mind. We all play for the same jersey, for the cockerel, for our country.
We give everything we have.
As soon as you wear the jersey, we do effort for each other, and it's beautiful to see it. We like it.
Croatia coach Zlatko Dalic said his players did all they could in the final.
In the first 6 games, we may have been favored by luck. Today, not. I have to congratulate my players for the game, maybe the best game that we played in this championship. Against such a strong side such as France, you must not make mistakes. We are a bit sad, but we have to be proud as well for what we've done.
France now has 2 World Cup titles. French coach Didier Deschamps was on the field as a player for the first win in 1998.
I had the immense pleasure and immense privilege to live through this as a player 20 years ago, and it was in France, so of course it will be marked in my memory forever. But what the players did today is just as beautiful, it's just as strong.
He speaks from experience as he tells his young players what their achievement means.
Those 23 players will be linked forever. Forever. Whatever happens, they might follow different paths, but they will be marked forever and they will be together thanks to this event. And I also told them that from tonight on, I was sorry for them, but they are going to be different. They're not going to be the same because they are going to be world champions. It's not going to change their life, but world champion. When you are a professional football player, there is nothing above that.
And Deschamps says there's nothing better than being able to enjoy the World Cup title until the next tournament.
The question to be asked is always, is France a beautiful champion? Well, we are world champions, and France is going to be on top of the world for the next 4 years. And this is what needs to be remembered first and foremost.
German Angie Kerber is the 2018 Wimbledon ladies tennis champion.
Winning Wimbledon, which was always my dream, and I think 2 weeks ago nobody expected I can go so far, and I was trying to stay focused the whole 2 weeks, every single day, trying to improve my tennis and trying to stay in my moment and not thinking too much, not thinking what can happen. I played 2 good weeks for myself.
Kerber's opponent was as tough as they come, 7-time Wimbledon champion Serena Williams. But she prevailed in just 65 minutes, 6-3, 6-3.
The final against her is always even specialer for me. Like, I won in Australia, then I lost here 2 years ago, which was also a good match, but she deserved it 2016. And today I knew that I have to take the match in my hands. And I'm happy that I won the match. And I think that she not lost the match, I won the match.
Williams was just looking to play well after becoming a mom in September.
I always enter a tournament just coming to do my best. In this particular tournament, I entered just wanting to win some matches, and I kept winning and it kept happening. So it was definitely a little bit of a surprise for me. Also, it was super encouraging to know that I can compete and do well.
She feels reaching the final will help put her back on course to win more major titles.
These 2 weeks have really showed me that, okay, I can compete. Obviously, I can compete for the long run in a Grand Slam. And I can, you know, come out and be a contender to win Grand Slams.
For Kerber, she'll always remember winning her first Wimbledon title, her third Grand Slam overall.
Yeah, I played so many great matches here in the last years, and I think Wimbledon is something special. I think it's traditional, and to winning here, it's forever. And I think, yeah, nobody can take the title away from me now.
So many top players fell by the wayside at Wimbledon this year, except for Serb Novak Djokovic.
There is a part of me that always believes in my own abilities and believes in on my own quality of tennis and what I possess, that I, you know, whenever I come to the tournament and Grand Slam, especially, I believe I can have a good opportunity to fight for the trophies.
He felt he opened well in his 6-2, 6-2, 7-6 win over South African Kevin Anderson.
I felt really, really good today. The first two sets against Kevin today, even though, I mean, you could feel that he was nervous, you could feel that he wasn't playing at his best, he was making a lot of errors, but I thought that I was very, very solid and just probably the two best sets I've played in a long time.
Anderson says his appearance in the Wimbledon final will help him eventually win a major.
You know, if you ask a lot of players, you know, their dreams, it's to, you know, win Grand Slams, win Master Series, and, you know, some players are able to trick themselves to really believing that. I don't think, even though it was a huge goal of mine, if you ask me this time a year ago, I don't think I could sit here and say that, you know, I really believe that I can win a Grand Slam and a Master Series and say it with the same self-belief and confidence that I can now.
It was that winning experience that Djokovic was able to use in claiming his first major in 3 years and 13th overall.
It is a really different sensation when you are in the finals of Wimbledon and any other tournament. And it was my fifth today, so I try to use that experience, probably that maybe mental edge that I have, to, you know, kind of start off in a right way. And the first game I made a break of serve, it was a perfect possible start.
Djokovic has been on the comeback trail for most of the past year, which gave extra meaning to his win at Wimbledon.
I couldn't pick the better place, to be honest, in the tennis world to peak and to make a comeback. Wimbledon has been always a very special tournament to me and to many players, obviously. I dreamed of winning it when I was a 7-year-old boy. I made a lot of improvised Wimbledon trophies.
American Michael Kim won his first PGA Tour title in style, blowing away the field for an 8-shot victory at the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois. The South Korean-born golfer beat by one shot Steve Stricker's 2010 record of 26 under par.
You say you dreamed about playing on the PGA Tour, winning on the PGA Tour, but, you know, as a kid, you don't really know how hard that is, how much work that takes, but I think I made the right career choice.
Kim went from a 3-shot advantage after 2 rounds to a 5-shot lead heading into the final round. All he wanted to do was get some sleep and remain calm.
You know, it was a tough night. I was nervous the entire night, just trying to get my heartbeat to slow down. But, you know, kind of just looking up all on the internet, you know, how to slow your heart rate down. And, you know, all it tells you is to take deep breaths. Well, I've been taking deep breaths for like 30 minutes and ain't slowing down.
Kim is the 21st first-time winner at the John Deere Classic. And with winning come other opportunities that Kim was trying to ignore.
I wanted to look up if this tournament was going to get me into the Masters so bad, but I just tried my best not to look into it, nor, you know, I didn't look at the FedEx Cup projected at all. I tried not to, even though, you know, the big screen during the golf course just blaringly says projected 56th. Like I said, try to keep my mind off of it.
He won just over $1 million as champion, but perhaps his bigger prize is playing in the Open at Carnoustie. Kim had played the U.S. Open 5 years ago and placed 17th as an amateur. South African golfer Brandon Stone earned his way into this week's Open with a great final round charge to give him the Scottish Open title.
Last year to 18 months have been a real struggle. Haven't really had the results that I've been looking after, but my caddy team managed to convince me to go back to the good old blade putter, the Ping Dale, so put it in the bag and just putted phenomenally the entire week. It really was spectacular on the greens. Hit it nicely today, and any time that you shoot a 60, you know you haven't done anything too badly.
Stone carded a 60 on Sunday, agonizingly close to that rare score of 59.
It felt incredible. I've had that opportunity once before and I didn't convert it, so it's becoming a little bit of a nuisance. I need to work on that. Just coming down the stretch when you're going for 59, just haven't really pulled through, but I'll settle for winning the Scottish Open this week.
Four shots back was Eddie Pepperell of England. He was going to be a television commentator at the Open, but his performance means he'll be playing instead.
Well, maybe if they want me to do the Ryder Cup, then I'll consider that. And then if I make that team, then, well, I don't know what I'll promise after that. Maybe the diving at the next Olympics or something.
Jens Dantrop of Sweden finished five shots off the lead, but he was still a winner, as his prize is the very last slot in the Open.
I just heard it, and I'm really happy for that. That was the main goal for the week. Been having a couple of chances now in the road series the last couple of weeks, didn't pull that off, so it's nice to grab the last one, and looking forward to for next week.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.